With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Oil prices have climbed more than 50%, while shares advanced on the U.S. prevented Iranian vessels from using the Strait of Hormuz. Officials say anything can happen. Michigan officials are refusing to turn over Detroit area ballots and other materials related to the 2024 election. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Last week, the Justice Department sent a letter to the clerk in Wayne County, Michigan, demanding ballots, ballot receipts, and ballot envelopes. Wayne County is home to Detroit. On Sunday, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel pushed back, accusing the Trump administration of trying to cast doubt on the integrity of U.S. elections. In a joint statement with Michigan's governor and secretary of state, Nessel called the DOJ request absurd and baseless. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Louisiana, 8 children are dead in a mass shooting.
A domestic dispute in Louisiana leaves at least 8 children dead, according to police, who say a relative is behind the deadly shooting of 10 juveniles. Shreveport Police Department spokesperson Chris Bordelon.
We do know that some of the children inside were his descendants.
Police Chief Wayne Smith.
I just don't know what to say. My heart is just taken back. I just cannot begin to imagine how such an event can occur.
Police say the shootings took place early Sunday at 2 homes before the gunman carjacked a vehicle and was shot by police. I'm Julie Walker.
In the nation's capital, the Holy Bible is being read from Genesis to Revelation throughout the week. Dozens of volunteers taking turns reading aloud at 30-minute clips. This is SRN News. Is America ready for the AI Jesus?
6 months ago, the tech company Just Like Me launched an app that allows users to ask questions to an image of Christ generated by artificial intelligence, which will then offer answers and engage in an interactive conversation. Pastors and theologians are sounding an alarm, pointing out that artificial intelligence makes mistakes. And the best way for a Christian to get answers is to pray and read the Bible. Meanwhile, the company is shopping the app to churches. Michael Harrington reporting.
Deadly attacks on Christians in Ethiopia spiking this year. Believers make up about two-thirds of the population in Ethiopia, remaining one-third Muslim, and radicalization spreading in that community. The International Christian Concern says families have lost loved ones. Livelihoods have quite often been disrupted. This is SRN News. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor apologizes to fellow Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Here's correspondent John Scott.
Justice Sotomayor publicly apologized to Justice Kavanaugh after making pointed remarks at a University of Kansas event that some court watchers felt implied he was out of touch due to his privileged background. The comments, widely viewed as a breach of Supreme Court collegiality, drew criticism from legal commentators and prompted her to issue a formal statement of regret.
A food brand in Europe is recalling some baby food jars after samples tested positive for rat poison in Austria, Slovakia, as well as the Czech Republic. Officials believe the tampering occurred in 190-gram jars of carrot and potato baby food. More details, srnnews.com.